It's 12:57. You are listening to the Midday Report. My name is TD Madia, standing in for Mandy Wiener. The show is winding down. I want to bring on now Vuyo Zungula, leader of the African Transformation Movement, the ATM party. Now, ATM is one of seven political parties that met this week to deliberate over the Palapala Farm scandal and ways to hold President Cyril Ramaphosa accountable. I've always said, as a citizen, I feel undermined that we don't have the answers as yet, that we are still waiting on the president to tell us what's happened. It seemed political parties, the DA, EFF, IFP, UDM, ACDP, NFP, and ATM felt a similar way. But now, when they've come out with their statement about what they want, the ad hoc committee that they want to deliberate over a motion of no confidence, but most importantly, for the president's responses to the public protector's office around this particular scandal to be made public, that hasn't gone down very well with the public protector's office. Yesterday afternoon, releasing a statement saying that, you know, pointing this really as undue political pressure. I speak now to Vuyo Zungula from ATM. Vuyo, welcome to the show. The public protector has not taken well to that kind of agitation from opposition parties for her to make public the responses from the president before the investigation has been completed. Your reaction to that?
Well, the deputy public protector must know that she'll be held accountable. There's no way in which us as the political parties in parliament who are going to sit back and allow an investigation that seemingly lacks independence, lacks objectivity, and smells that there's a bit of favor that is given towards Mr. Ramaphosa. Well, remember, Citi, that on the 3rd of June, ATM submitted our complaint. A few days later, the public protector informed the nation that they started with the investigation, and there are questions that have been sent to all of the parties that were to be investigated. Later on, the public protector was suspended. Now, that was on the 3rd of June. In accordance to what needs to happen when it comes to these particular complaints, that a report must be issued within 30 days. Now, we're sitting on the 5th of August, based on a complaint that was submitted on the 3rd of June. And if you look at what has transpired from the office of the public protector, led by the deputy public protector, Koleka Chaleka, number one, she did not outright come to the public and inform the public that, number one, she has given Mr. Ramaphosa an extension that was not warranted, because we're not dealing with a president that was out of the country or a president that was dealing with a national crisis. We're dealing with a president that decided that he needs to have his time going to Palapala to sell more animals. It was not a matter of a president that was held up somewhere. Now, on this particular case, okay, you'll recall that. Yes?
Sorry, Vuyo, I've run out of time. It's 1 o'clock. But I did get the gist of what you say. You take an affront to the public protector, saying that she views this as undue political pressure and political interference. That's ATM leader Vuyo Zungula, just there, just before 1 o'clock, speaking about the need for the president's responses to the public protector to be made public. The PP says it must wait until the investigation has been completed.